The Senate leadership today hardened its opposition to Governor Sean Parnell's tax reduction for the oil industry. In a speech from the floor of the Senate, President Gary Stevens called for caution in moving the bill along, warning his fellow members to be suspicious of those who promote fear that the Trans-Alaska pipeline will be closed if the legislature doesn't pass the tax break. Stevens said the legislature needs information, data, and cooperation from the administration and industry before deciding whether to cut taxes. He reminded supporters of the tax bill that rushing to a conclusion will not work. Stevens also pointed out production estimates in legal proceedings last year show the pipeline to be still operational until 2047 and will be viable with only a third of the production it now carries. Stevens says the TAPS line will not close. In fact, if it were not there, it would be built now.
The governor's bill has a long way to go. In the time we have left, the real problem, in my estimation, is that we have not been given adequate information and answers from the administration, from the Department of Labor. There appears to be a lot of skepticism about whether the tax reductions will really trigger new oil production into the pipeline. I think we all agree that we would like to see more oil in the pipeline, but the governor's bill, as it now reads, giving $2 billion in tax relief to oil companies without firm guarantees to Alaskans that they will look for more oil or that they will hire more Alaskans, is an issue.
The governor's response came in an email from Press Secretary Sharon Lehow, who pointed to statements made by ConocoPhillips CEO Jim Mulva last week that the company has $5 billion in projects ready to go if the tax regime were changed. Stevens asked in his speech why Mulva, through his employees and lobbyists, had not made the same commitment before the legislature during House hearings. Lehow said the Senate cannot dispute that oil production is down and that affects Alaska's economy.